Blog Talk Radio. Entry and exit tones are off.
I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I rejoice when they said unto me, I rejoice when they said unto me, I rejoice when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Everybody ought to praise the Lord. Amen. Is that how you feel tonight? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go, amen, into the house of the Lord. We may not be going into a physical building, amen, but we're coming into the presence of the Lord. Amen, because people of God, we are the church. Amen, we are the church. Amen, so I was glad when they said unto me, amen, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen, we bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, our precious Lord, our precious Savior. Amen, we thank God, amen, for another day. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Amen, we thank God for life and that more abundantly. Amen, we welcome you to the Prayer News Network. Amen, where your visionary and amen founder is Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen, we just thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen, as you're coming into the Prayer, amen, News Network Global. Amen, we welcome you. Amen, here, amen, with us tonight. We pray, amen, that you brought somebody with you. We pray that you have reached out to, amen, several people. Amen, to let them know that the Prayer News Network is on and that we're on live. Amen. Go into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come in that God's house may be full. Amen. We thank God, amen, for each one of you. Amen. We pray that you had a blessed day. Amen. We pray that your hearts are uplifted and that you are encouraged. Amen. Just to look to the Lord. Amen. We got to look to God in a time like this. Amen. There's nobody else to look to. Amen. But we must continue to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. It was God that brought us, amen, where we are today. Nobody but the Lord. Amen. Amen. He done what the world could not do. Amen. This is why we got to depend on the Lord. Amen. At all times, we got to trust God. Amen. Through it all. Amen. So we, amen, praise God for you as you're coming on in. Amen. We welcome you once again. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Amen. To all of our first-time callers. Amen. We just thank God for you. Amen. We pray, amen, that this would be, amen, an experience that you would never forget. Amen. We want you, amen, just to enjoy yourself. Amen. Enjoy the Lord with us. Amen, because God is good. Amen, God is good unto his people. Amen, and this is why we're here. Amen, we got to, amen. Amen, we come, amen, just to give the Lord's name the praise. We come to give God the glory. Amen, because he is worthy, amen, to be praised. Amen, so we just praise God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. We just praise God tonight, amen, for this day. Amen. How the Lord has kept us. Amen. Brought us through a close of another weekend. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, his son Jesus for bled. Amen. On died on that cross Calvary. Amen. But on the third day, he rose. Amen. He got up. Amen. With all power in his hand. And truly today, Jesus is alive and well. Amen. He's alive and well. He's not dead. Jesus is alive, amen, and he lives forevermore. He died once, but he will never die again, amen. So we just thank God, amen, for that, the sacrifice, amen, that he made, amen. He gave his life, amen, for you and I, amen. We are so grateful. We come to show our appreciation. We come, amen, to let the Lord know, amen, how much, amen, we adore him, amen, how much we, amen, we love him, amen. So much is going on. A lot is going on. The enemy's working fast because he know he has but a short time. Amen. He's trying to wear the saints out. He's trying to discourage the faith of the saints. Amen. But don't let him. Amen. Don't even allow Satan to get any victory. Amen. Because once he think he got victory over you, amen, he think he got you. But through the blood of Jesus, amen, we have the victory through our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad about it. How about you tonight? Amen. Do you know that you are victorious? Amen. Do you know that you are overcomers? Amen. We are overcomers in the Lord. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And like I said, amen, as you're coming in, amen, we pray that you have reached out to someone, amen, a few people, and invited them to the Prayer News Network. Amen. If you don't have the number, amen, maybe some of our new listeners, maybe you don't know the number by heart yet. Amen. But, amen, if you don't have the number, amen. We want to give you the number. The number is 339-209-6891. Amen. Text that number to somebody. 339-209-6891. Amen. If they can't get through on that number, we do have a workaround number. And our workaround number is 02651-6095. And then you got to put the access code in. And the access code number would be 339-209-6891. Amen. Please, amen, reach out to somebody. Amen. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. This is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. You can receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Or any other night that you so desire. Amen. We will give you two numbers at the end of the program where you could text to request a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Also want you to be mindful that, amen, this broadcast is also, amen, live and recorded on our Facebook page. You can go to our Facebook page, amen, that is the Prayer News Network. Amen. You can go to Facebook and look us up, the Prayer News Network. Amen. And there, amen, you can hear the program as well, amen, being live and recorded. Amen. Share. Amen. Share with somebody. Share the link with somebody. Amen. Spread the word. Amen. We love for you to give us some feedback. We would love for you, amen, to post your comments, amen, and on our Facebook page. We want to hear from you. Amen. Your prayer request. Amen. Put it on the altar. Amen. Post it on Facebook so we can pray. Amen. For your prayer request. Touch and agree and believe God. Amen. For your prayer request. Because we know that God is a prayer answering God. Amen. And he said, where one or two are gathered in his name, he said, there he will be in the midst. And truly, I know that there's more than one or two on the line. Amen. So we're gathered in his name. We come touching and agreeing in faith. Amen. Looking for a miracle tonight. Amen. Expecting God to do great things and whatever it is that he has so desired to do on this night. Amen. We thank God for all by. Amen. Blog Talk Radio listeners, amen. We welcome you as well to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. We know that you're there. Amen. We see our numbers. Amen. We see the head count. Amen. Knowing that you are tuning in and that you are listening to this program. We're so grateful that you're on this journey with us. Amen. We pray that your journey be a journey that you will never forget. Amen. Pray that your experience with the Prayer News Network be joyful. Amen. And that it be so joyful that you will, amen, bring your friends along, that you will recommend somebody else, amen, to the Prayer News Network. Amen. And thank God for all of our international listeners, all of our international listeners that are calling in from all around the world, other countries of the world. Amen. We welcome you. Welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where God loves you. Amen. We thank you for coming to this line. We thank you for representing your country. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you being on the map. You're on the map, amen. We know that you're there. The reports let us know that you're tuning in, that you're listening. And we just, amen, say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Amen, for being a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God does all things well. Amen. This is ordained by God. Amen. This is ordained by God that, amen, God can use one person, amen, to start such a ministry that would travel all around the United States and even outside of the United States. This is God. This is God. And this is true ministry. Amen. This is true ministry when you're touching so many people's lives, people that you don't even know, people you never even seen before, people no doubt that you would never even get to meet. But thank God you know they're there. You know that God is doing something in their life. Amen, because the evidence is there. The evidence is there. The proof is there. Amen, that God is doing something great in each one of our lives. Amen, and for that we bless God. For that we give God all the glory. We give God all the praise. We dare not take none of the glory from God. We dare not take any of the praises from God. All praise belongs to God. All glory, God gets all the glory. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Amen. And even for the things that he's yet going to do. Amen. We praise him in advance. We give him the glory in advance. Amen. Because we know that, amen, that God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. So let your faith reach out to God tonight. Let your faith connect with the word of God. And it's already done in Jesus' name. Amen. So we praise God, amen, tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for once again our visionary, amen, and founder of this great Prayer News Network Global. Thank God for the woman of God. Thank each and every one of you for holding her up in prayer, her and her family, even as, amen, they laid their mother to rest on yesterday. But continue. People of God, we urge you to continue to pray for the woman of God. Amen. Because when the dust settles, amen, when everybody is going back to their respective places, amen, they still got to, amen, deal with the loss. They still got to deal with the grieving. But we know that God is a comforter. We know that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. But we all know it's in God's time. Amen. Songwriter said, just one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Amen. Give me the strength. Help me to do, amen, what it is I need to do. Amen. One day at a time. Amen. So let's continue to hold, amen, amen, our visionary founder up in prayer, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. The Reed family. Amen. The whole family. Let's continue to pray their strength in the Lord. Amen. That God may, amen, take them through day by day. Amen. So we just bless God. Amen. And thank God, amen, for, amen, all of our advisors. Amen. That the Lord has, amen, ordained, called to this work, to this ministry. Truly, God is so good. Amen. And I thank God, amen, amen, for just being a part, amen, of such a great ministry, outreach ministry. Amen. And if you don't know by now, I'm very passionate about outreach ministry. Amen. I'm very passionate about outreach ministry. Amen. Jesus said, go into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come in that my house may be filled. Amen. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. He said, you shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. God, when he saved us, amen, he told us to go. He commissioned us to go and be a witness. He said, bring others in, that we may bring others in unto the fold. Amen. And I love, amen, outreach ministry. Amen. That's where my joy lies. Amen. When doing, amen, the work of an evangelist, make full proof of that ministry. Amen. That's where my joy lies. Amen. And I praise God, amen, for it. Amen. That's why I'm so excited about this line. That's why I'm so, amen, motivated about this line, because God is doing some great things, amen, through this prayer line. He's reaching people that we normally would never even be able to reach. Amen. He's going where we can't go. Amen. We haven't been to all these places, China, Italy, amen, Brazil, the UK, Tortola, the Bahamas, amen, Puerto Rico, amen. You just name it. Amen. Where you can think about it, amen. The Lord is sending his word to these places. We haven't been to these places, amen, but one thing about it, God's word is going to these places. Amen. Our voice is carrying. God made it possible that our voice can carry all over the United States and even, amen, to other countries of the world. And people, amen, are hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's God. That's God. Amen. So we're just so grateful. We're just excited, amen, about the Lord and this work and being a part of this, amen, this ministry. Amen. The Lord even seeing, amen, fit to count me worthy, amen, to be a part, amen, of such a great ministry. Amen. I am your, amen, your co-host for tonight. Amen. Minister Emmanuel Hoges. Amen. Thank God, amen, for ordaining this to be so. Amen. We thank God for, amen, our other co-host, Evangelist Diane Bonds. Amen. She holds her ground. Amen. A warrior for the Lord. Amen. One who loves the Lord and one who's faithful. Amen. To the work of the Lord as well. Amen. To all of our other advisors. Amen. That, amen, pull their weight. They do their job. They do what God has assigned to their hands. Amen. To our prayer warriors. Amen. To our soloists. Amen. Just everybody that God has, amen, fittingly joined to this work. Amen. And even you people, God, even you have a place in the Prayer News Network. You have a place in the Prayer News Network. Everybody is somebody in the eyes of God. So we just want to thank each and every one of you, amen, for, amen, taking your place in God and doing what it is that God has assigned to your hands. And without you, there will be no Prayer News Network. Amen. Let me say that again. Without you, there will be no Prayer News Network. So from the bottom of our heart, we say thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you. Amen. To all of our listeners, whether you're calling in by telephone, whether you're calling in through, amen, Blog Talk Radio, or whether you're tuning in through, amen, Facebook, the internet, amen, our international callers, we thank God for each and every one of you tonight. Amen. And we want you to know that we love you. We love you sincerely. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. This is why we're here every night. This is why we make the sacrifice to make sure that we're here every night at 9 o'clock. Amen. Because we love you that much. Amen. That we want to see God work in your life. We want to see God complete the work that he has started in you. Amen. You haven't gone too far that God cannot reach you. You haven't done nothing that God is not willing to forgive you of. Amen. God's grace is sufficient. Amen. His strength is made perfect, even in our weakness. Amen. God loves you. Amen. And we love you too. Amen. And most of all, we thank God for our covering. Amen. This line is covered. Amen. Under the blood of Jesus. Amen. But we thank God because we have a covering. Amen. Even, amen, on this Prayer News Network Global. We, amen, we're not out here on our own. Amen. But we're out here, amen, with the help of the Lord, amen, and with our covering. And as our visionary always tells us, the anointing flows down. It flows down from the head on down, amen, onto us. Amen. So we praise God, amen, even for the covering of this line and the person of the late, amen, S.T. James and the S.T. James, amen, ministry, amen, to the S.T. James family. Amen. Thank God for the covering. Amen. Thank God, amen, even for the, amen, the other presiding, amen, bishops, amen, and elders and pastors, amen, that the Lord has ordained, placed in ministry and placed in office. We thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. We thank God, amen, even for Pastor Taylor. Amen. Thank God because this line is covered. Amen. And prayers, amen, of the righteous, amen, are going up, amen, in behalf of this line. Amen. Thank God, amen, even for, amen, your leaders. Amen. Thank God, amen, for each and every one of your leaders. Amen. Thank God, amen, for my leaders. Amen. We thank God, amen, because we pray, amen, even as you, amen, worship in your house of worship today. Amen. We pray that you were blessed. We pray, amen, that God, amen, spoke a word into your life. Amen, that you could go on, amen, and see what the end is going to be. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Amen. Truly it's a blessing to have a God-sent, amen, man or woman of God, amen, that watches over your soul and that is concerned about you. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. We give honor. Amen. Where honor is due. We take time. Amen. To, amen, acknowledge. Amen. Because it's right. Amen. This is the right thing to do. Amen. For us to acknowledge our leaders whom God, amen, has placed, amen, in our lives. Amen. So people, God, we just thank God for this night. Amen. Thank God for all things. Amen. We want you to, amen, to turn your hearts and your minds towards God tonight. Amen. We want to go to God in prayer. Amen. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Amen. We don't want to do anything. Amen. We don't want to do anything without acknowledging God. Amen. And like our visionary founder always tells us, instruct us. Amen. Psalm 66 and 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Amen. But tonight we want to set things in order. We want to make sure we got our business fixed with God because we don't want nothing to hinder our prayers or stand in our way, amen, from getting through to God tonight. Amen. So tonight, will you pray with me, amen, as we, amen, go to the throne of grace. Amen. Let's seek the face of God. Let's, amen, ask God to search our heart. Let God examine us. Maybe, amen, you've been tried today. Maybe you've been provoked today. Maybe, amen, the weekend the enemy tried to provoke you. Amen. Cause, amen, the root of bitterness to spring up. But thanks be to God, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. He's faithful and just, amen, to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. And we ought to come on and thank him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. Oh, God, we praise you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you for being our advocate today. Thank you for being our Father, huh? Oh, God, we thank you for being our righteous judge, huh? Oh, God, we thank you for being Lord today, huh? Oh, God, we thank you for being God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight, huh? We just say thank you, Lord, huh? Thank you for being our help tonight, huh? Thank you for being our strength tonight, huh? Thank you for being our provider, huh? Thank you for being our door opener, huh? Thank you for being our way maker, huh? Thank you for being our keeper tonight, Lord, huh? We just say thank you for all things, huh? Oh, God, you've been good to us, huh? You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, huh? Oh, God, we want to praise you, huh? We want to glorify you, huh? We exalt you tonight, Lord, huh? For you're worthy to be praised, huh? From the rising of the sun, huh? To the going down of the same, huh? Your name is worthy to be praised, huh? You are the great healer tonight, huh? You are a deliverer tonight, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we thank you, huh? How you kept us all day long, huh? We thank you right now, huh? How you allowed us to come together, huh? In your holy name, huh? To assemble on this line, huh? Wherever we may be calling from, huh? Whatever state we may be calling from, huh? Whatever country we may be calling from, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? We thank for one more day, huh? Lord, you spared our lives, huh? You made old death behave, huh? We could have been dead and gone, huh? Sleeping in our grave, huh? But Lord, huh? You made old death get back, huh? Oh, God, you let our golden moments, huh? You let them roll on a little while longer, huh? And for that we say thank you, huh? And for that we rejoice in your word, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? We thank you tonight, huh? Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, huh? Receive our praise tonight, huh? We receive our worship tonight, huh? He that have clean hands, huh? And a pure heart, huh? Who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, huh? Nor sworn deceitfully, huh? He shall receive the blessings of the Lord, huh? Oh, Jesus, Jesus, huh? We want clean hands tonight, huh? We want a pure heart tonight, huh? Oh, God, we come to you, Father, huh? Father, in the name name of Jesus, as we approach your throne, and we come boldly to your throne tonight, we ask you in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will search our heart, oh God, examine us tonight, Lord, see whether we be found in the faith, in the name of Jesus, we belong to you, Lord, you made us, you know all about us, you know our uprising, you know our down sitting, you know everything about us, you're acquainted, with all of our ways, oh Jesus, you feel what we feel, you know, you know when we're right, you know when we're wrong, oh Jesus, we take this time out, just to ask you tonight, oh God, search us tonight, Lord, Lord, search our heart, Lord, search me tonight, God, if you find anything, oh God, that should not be, take it out tonight, take it out by the root, don't let no root of bitterness, spring up in our heart, and trouble us tonight, don't let no jealousy, spring up in our heart, don't let envy and malice, spring up in our heart, don't let backbiting, be down in our heart, don't let discord, be in our heart tonight, but Lord, we pray that you will save us, oh God, make us whole tonight, deliver us, God, Lord, deliver me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, please, Lord, create in me the right spirit, give us the right spirit tonight, renew us the right mind, creating us a clean heart, renew the right spirit within us, take not your spirit away from us, but Lord, restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, oh Jesus, renew our joy tonight, along the way, Father, we may have lost our joy, but Lord, renew somebody's joy tonight, renew somebody's peace, the enemy come, to take our peace, the enemy come, to steal our tranquility, but Lord, be our peace tonight, our peace, that's the path of all understanding, oh God, you promise to keep us, in perfect peace, he whose mind, is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee, oh Jesus, keep our minds tonight, keep our minds, keep our minds, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Renew us day by day. We may be going through, but at least we're not stuck. We may be going through, but we're not stuck. Oh, Jesus, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. We're not stuck. We're going through. We press. I press. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. I press, I got to press tonight, I got to press my way, I feel like pressing my way, I feel like pressing my way, on my way to heaven, I feel like pressing, keep us in the press, keep us with a praying mind, give us a praying spirit, oh Jesus, build us up tonight, on our most holy faith, build us up tonight, on the word of God, Satan come to destroy us, Satan come to tear us down, but Lord, edify the body of Christ. Take the body of Christ through. Take the church through tonight. Cause us to stand. Cause us to hold out. Cause us to endure unto the end. You said in your word, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That same one that endure, that same person that hold out, that's the one that shall be saved. Help me to hold out. Help me to hold out until my change come. I got a change coming. I got a change coming. You got a change coming. We got a change coming. But Lord, help us to hold out. I got to hold out. I got to hold out. Help me to hold out, Lord. Help me to hold out, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Help us to hold out. Help us to go all the way. Satan desire to see us fall. Satan desire to trip us up. Satan desire to trap us up. But Lord, be our help in a time of trouble. Be our deliverance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we know you able, Lord. You are the good shepherd. You are the good shepherd tonight that giveth his life. You lead the 99. And after that one sheep that have gone astray, in the name of Jesus, oh God, rescue that one sheep tonight that have gone astray, because you were the good shepherd. You give it your life for the sheep, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, restore, restore tonight, restore tonight, oh God, heal, heal tonight. Men, men broken hearts, heal sick bodies, in the name of Jesus. We know you want to heal us, everywhere we hurt. You want to heal us, everywhere we hurt, in the name of Jesus. If you be for us, who can be against us? You're more than the whole world against us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, in the name of Jesus. This battle is not ours. This battle is the Lord. You said, be still and know that I am God. I will fight this battle for you. I will bring you out. I will give you victory if you just be still and know that I am God. Help us to be still and recognize you, Lord. Help us to be still and see the handwork of God. In the name of Jesus, this battle is not ours. We ain't got to retaliate. We ain't got to fight back. But Lord, you will fight this battle for us. In the name of Jesus, this means war. Hallelujah, God. It's in your hands tonight. It's in your hands. You know how to fix it. You know how to move. You see what the enemy is trying to do to your people. You see how the enemy trying to discourage our faith. But Lord, our life is in your hands. Our life is in your hands. We come too far to turn around now. We come too far. We come too far. We got to go all the way. Help us to go all the way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, move on this line, send your virtue tonight, send your power, power from on high, endure, endure us with power, oh God, saturate us, saturate us with your spirit, saturate us, with the word, hide your word in our heart, that we may not sin against thee, in the name of Jesus, thy word is a lamp unto our our feet, and a light unto our path. Light the way for us, God. Don't let us stumble in the dark, but light our pathway. Light our pathway tonight, that we may see clearly. In the name of Jesus, order our steps in your word. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said the righteous man, for he falls seven times, yet the Lord upholdeth him every time. Oh, God, you uphold us. Every time we fall, you uphold us in the hollow of your hand. We say thank you tonight. We say thank you. We're kept by your power. We're kept by your grace. Your grace is sufficient. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, God, sing your anointing. We need your anointing. Your anointing of the Holy Ghost. We need your power so we can live right. We need your power so we can talk right. We need your power so we can love right. So we can love our enemies. Those that do us wrong. Those that try to destroy us. We need your power tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, build us up tonight. Oh, God, build us up where we are weak. Oh, God, make us to stand. Cause us to stand. Help to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know tonight, we know our labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Help us to encourage ourselves. Help us to encourage ourselves in the Lord. We must encourage ourselves in the Lord. Oh, so why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance. Oh, so why art thou discouraged? Hope thou in God tonight. Hope thou in God tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, move by your spirit. Move in signs and wonders. Let your power be revealed. Let your power be made manifested. Oh, God, heal the sick tonight. You said if any sick among us, let them be healed. You said they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If they have committed sins, it shall be forgiven them. We believe your word tonight. We believe your word tonight. You are forgiven, God. You are forgiving God tonight. Forgive the sins of the world. Oh, God, heal the land tonight. Heal the land tonight. Heal the land tonight. If your people, which are called by your name, if we only humble ourselves and pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven. You will forgive our sins. You will heal our land tonight. Our land needs healing. Heal the land tonight. Heal society tonight. America needs healing. America needs deliverance. This nation needs God. Oh, God, the people need God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Far and near. Locally. Oh, God, we need you. It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter where we may be positioned. Lord, we need you now. We need you right now. Right now, Jesus. Right now, Jesus, we need you right now, not another hour, not another minute, not another second, but right now, right now, God, we need you to work a miracle, we need you to turn things around, work it out for our good, work it out, work it out for our good, fix it, Lord, fix it, Lord, on our way home, fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. Like you said you would. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. You promised us, Jesus. You promised to be with us. You promised to be with us all the way. Every step of the way. Oh, God, hold our hand. Oh, God, guide our feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless this prayer line tonight. Oh, God, bless every listener under the sound of my feeble voice, stripping your people tonight, stripping us, oh God, encourage our hearts. Satan, come to tear us down, but Lord, build us up tonight. Oh God, build us up, edify the body of Christ, edify the body of Christ tonight. Every believer tonight, save the unsaved, huh? Those that may be on the line that are not saved, save the unsaved tonight. Reach them, Jesus. Oh, God, speak a word into their life. Oh, God, penetrate their heart. Break up that foul ground tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring them unto repentance. Let them cry out saying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, save our family members. Oh, God, save our siblings. Save our loved ones. Save our children, God, whoever they may be. Save our neighbors, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Save across the land. Save in this nation, God. Oh, God, stop the senseless killing. Stop the bullets, God. Cause men to put their guns down. Cause men to put their weapons down. You said they that live by the sword shall die by it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, rebuke the adversary tonight. Oh, God, reverse the curse tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rebuke that foul spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way in our life. Oh, God, take control of our life. Use us for your glory. Oh, God, you get the glory out of our life. Oh, God, complete the work that you started in us. Complete the work that you started in us, God. Oh, God, you anointed us for this work. You anointed us for this journey. You anointed us, oh, God, to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we're out on your word. We're out on your command, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nevertheless, at thy word, God. Oh, God, nevertheless, at thy word tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember those, God. Oh, God, that are battling with COVID-19. Oh, God, the Delta virus and any other virus tonight. Oh, God, the plague that had come across, oh, God, the plague that had come on America tonight. Father God, we pray that you rebuke the plague tonight. Rebuke that curse, God. Send it back to the pit. Destroy the works of the devil. You can just speak the word and it shall be gone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on those, God, that are suffering, even with the coronavirus, those that are battling for their life, those that are in the hospital, those that are quarantining at home. Oh, God, remember them tonight in a special way. Oh, God, we pray for healing for the body and the soul. We pray, oh, God, for total recovery. We pray, oh, God, for restoration of health, restoration of strength, restoration, oh, God, even of the senses of their bodies. Give them their smell back. Give them their taste back. Give them their strength back in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able, God. Cause their breathing, oh, God, to line up. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, take the pneumonia out of their lungs. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't even let pneumonia develop in the lungs tonight. Oh, God, but you breathe for them. Oh, God, you breathe. You be their oxygen. Breathe on them tonight, God. Oh, God, let your angels touch them tonight. Oh, God, and restore their body. Restore their health. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for families everywhere. Oh, God, we pray for loved ones, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for your name's sake, be glorified. Father God, remember those, oh God, that are grieving. Remember those that have suffered loss. Oh God, regardless of whether it be through COVID, whether it be through sickness, whether it be through cancer, however, whatever it may be, God, remember those that are grieving tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for strength. We pray for courage. We pray that you will strengthen their hearts. Take them through, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, speak peace unto their weary souls. Oh, God, help them, oh, God, to accept your will. Help them to accept your perfect will. For we know that you do all things well, and you do not make no mistakes. In the mighty name of Jesus, and for that we trust you, and for that we praise you, we glorify your holy name. Thank you for being a way maker. Thank you for being a door opener. Thank you for being our provider, our healer, our redeemer, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we praise you for great things. We praise you for what you're going to do tonight. We pray, oh, God, even for what our ears are going to hear tonight. Oh, God, we know that your word, oh, God, will take root in our heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart Let it be accepted in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, this prayer we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen and thank God. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Oh, I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Come on, tell God yes. Oh, I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, when the Spirit speaks to me, when the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Come on, can we tell the Lord yes tonight? Can we tell the Lord yes tonight? Yes to your will, yes to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. My soul say yes. My soul say yes to your will. My soul say yes to the will of God. My soul say yes. We accept your will tonight. We accept your way tonight. Yes to the will of God. When the Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I will agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen. Have you told the Lord yes lately? Have you told the Lord yes lately? Amen. You may not understand everything, but have you said yes to the will of God? Amen. You may not see your way through, but did you still tell God yes? Have you given God a yes today? Have you given God a yes to his will? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. My soul say yes to the will of God. Amen. We got to, amen, accept and say yes to the will of God. Amen, for his will must be done, amen, in earth as it is in heaven. God's will is going to be done, amen, and all we got to do is make that surrender, amen, to the will of God, amen, and accept what God allows, amen. We praise God tonight, amen, for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God for his grace, his love, his compassion. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that are here tonight, amen, on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We welcome you. Amen. Even those that may have come in, amen, later, amen, we still welcome you. And thank God that you're here in the name of the Lord. Somebody says, so glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. I'm here in Jesus' name. Amen. And while I'm here, I come to give God a praise. Amen. I'm going to praise him while I'm here. Amen. I'm going to praise him while I'm here. Amen. So we welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this night. We thank God how the Lord has been blessing us. Amen. Each night how the Lord has been meeting us. Amen. On this prayer line. God has been doing, amen, miraculous things for us. God, amen, has been strengthening us, building us up, encouraging our hearts. Amen. And we want to, amen, continue to stay in the mighty move of God. We don't want to get out of the will of God, but we want to remain in the will of God. Amen. Whatever the will of God is, amen. Where God is, that's where I want to be. Amen. Where the presence of the Lord is, that's where I want to be. Amen. No other place I'd rather be but in the will of God. Amen. So we just bless God tonight. We thank God, amen, for each one of you, as it was stated. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, our visionary, amen, founder, amen, the woman of God, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. We thank God for her. God made it possible, amen, for us to come together, amen, and be, amen, a symbol on this prayer line because of the woman of God's obedience. Amen. And because of that, we're here. Amen. God has made us to be a family. Amen. We are the prayer news network family. Amen. We are a family. Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for that. Thank you for being part of this family. Thank you for being part of this prayer news network family. Amen. That God has ordained. Amen. And tonight, amen, people of God, we're not going to weary you. Amen. We're not going to, amen, be, amen, here a long time tonight. We know that many of you have been to your services, amen, your place of worship. Amen. Many of you, amen, had a busy week, or no doubt even a busy weekend. Amen. A lot, amen, went on this weekend. Amen. The different ones had to do different things, attend to family matters, and, amen, sometimes even attend to your own matters, and, amen, try to get things done before, amen, Monday morning, the work week starts back up. Amen. So we want to be mindful of your time. Amen. Your time is valuable as well. Amen. Your time is valuable as well. And we want to be considerate of your time. Amen. But we don't want to shortchange God. We do not want to shortchange God for any reason. Amen. But God, amen, he has given us temperance. Amen. One of the fruits of the Spirit is temperance. Amen. And we want to use, amen, temperance in consideration. Even for, amen, God's people, each one of you, amen, knowing, amen, that many of you know that I have to get up early in the morning for work, amen, and we don't want you not to be able to get up, amen, because we kept you on the prayer line too long or too late, amen, so we want everything to be done decently and in order, amen, ain't that the word of God? The word of God lets us know to let all things be done decently and in order. And we want to govern ourselves according to the word of God. Amen. And we want to use the fruits of the Spirit tonight. Amen. Which, amen, is temperance. But yet, we want God to be glorified. We want God to be pleased in everything that we do or say tonight. Because, amen, God alone is worthy to be praised. Even if we did stay on the phone all night long, it would never be enough. Amen, to give God thanks. It would never, ever, amen, match up to what God has done for us. It will never repay God for all that he has done for us. Amen. But we want to give God the praise. We want to give God the glory. And it doesn't take God all day and all night to do what he needs to do. This ain't a matter of you believing God. The moment you believe God, the moment your faith connects with the word of God, the work is done. Instantly, the work is done. Amen. And we want to believe God just like that. We don't want to linger with our faith. We don't want to wrestle with our faith, but we want to believe God just like that. We want to believe God just like the word of God. He said, out of thy belly shall flow rivers of living water. Believe on the Lord that the scripture has said, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Do I got any witnesses tonight? Do anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? Rivers of living water shall flow out of you tonight. Amen. When you believe on the name of the Lord, amen, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. We do want to, amen, just, amen, leave, amen, some encouraging words with you tonight. Amen. We want to just exhort unto you. Amen. We just want to exhort unto you. Amen, as the Lord, amen, the word of God gives us, amen, to exhort to you tonight, amen, for a few, amen, moments, amen, people of God, amen, we know, amen, so much, amen, has been going on, amen, we've been hearing about so much killing, amen, so much tragedy, so many deaths, amen, we've been hearing about this COVID, amen, this virus going around. But let me tell you something. God is bigger than your problem. God is greater than your problem. God is greater than your circumstances. Amen. Don't ever forget that. Amen. God is greater than COVID. Amen. So many times we exalt these things. We magnify these things. We blow it up. We enlarge, amen, these situations. And we fail to, amen, magnify the Lord. We fail to, amen, to tell our problems how big God is. We fail to tell our circumstance and our situation that God is a, amen, a great God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Our God is great. Can somebody say with me, how great is our God? How great is our God? Amen. God is greater than any problem that you may be faced with tonight. God is greater than any circumstances that you may be going through right at this present moment. Amen. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name. See, we got to exalt the Lord, people of God. We got to exalt the Lord. We got to tell our problem how big God is. We got to tell the storm that God, amen, can calm the raging sea. If God was on that ship and he spoke to the storm, he said, peace be still. And the wind and the waves had to obey his voice. Amen. Well, same thing, amen, with you and I. When we speak the word of God, amen, the waves and the storms got to obey. They got to be still, amen, at the sound of God. Because at the name of Jesus, demons and devils got to flee. At the name Jesus, amen, the enemy got to leave you alone. Amen, because great is thy name. Amen, there's so much power in the name of Jesus. There is so much deliverance in the name of Jesus. Your body can be racking with pain, but you can call on that great name, Jesus. Amen. And the pain will have to sigh. The pain will have to ease and leave your body. Glory be to God. Do I got any witnesses tonight? Amen. The enemy may be raging. The enemy may be fighting you on every hand. But at that great name, Jesus, amen, 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 our enemies got to be scattered. David said, arise, O Lord, and let thy enemies be scattered. At the name Jesus, our enemies got to flee because there's so much power in the name of Jesus. Satan can't stand the name Jesus. Satan can't stand when you use the word of God against him. Amen. All you got to do is use the word of God. Use the word of God in your, amen, your situation. Use the word of God, amen. Don't fight, amen, with your own strength. Don't fight, amen, with your own words. But people, God, use the word of God. Use the word of God, amen, to fight your battle. Amen. This battle is not yours. It belongs unto the Lord. Use the word of God. Glory be to God. And let greater stand up in you. Let greater arise in you tonight. Amen. I know you're going through. But let me tell you something, people, God. Amen. It's better to go through than to be stuck. Amen. We're going through, but at least we're not stuck. Amen. Can you turn to somebody and say, I may be going through, but I'm not stuck. Amen. I'm not stuck. Amen. Yes, I'm going through. Amen. I'm going through. Amen. Amen. And I'm not going to stop in the middle of it. I'm not going to stop in the middle of the storm. Amen. But I'm going to go through. I'm going to ride the storm out. Amen. Ride the storm out. Amen. Going through is better than being stuck. Glory be to God. Sometimes the enemy wants us to feel like we're stuck. Amen. We're stuck in this situation. We're stuck in this circumstance. Amen. Look at you. You're stuck. Amen. You're not progressing. You're not moving. Amen. But tell the devil, amen. Devil, you are a liar. I'm not stuck. Amen. I may be going through, but I am not stuck. Amen. I'm still moving. Amen. Mark time. Amen. I press towards the mark. I press. Amen. I may have to squeeze my way. I may have to make self, amen, go. Amen. If I can't run, amen, I'll walk. If I can't walk, I'll crawl. But I'll make it tonight. Amen. I'm going to make it some kind of way. I'm going to make it with the help of the Lord. Some way, somehow, we're going to make it. Amen. With Jesus on our side. We're going to make it, people of God. We're going to make it tonight. Do you believe it tonight? Do you believe you're going to make it? Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. He's more than the whole world against us. He's more than the enemies that come against us. If God be for us, and we know God is on our side, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. You got to let greater rise up in you. You got to let that greater man rise up. Let the Holy Ghost rise up in you. Let the Holy Ghost declare out of your mouth. Amen. For God I live, and for God I die. We will not bow. We will not bow. We will not give up. We will not take down. But we will lift up our eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh our help tonight? We know our help coming from the Lord. Amen. We'll be in trouble if we couldn't look to the Lord. We would be messed up, amen, if we couldn't turn to the Lord. But thanks be to God who's given us the victory tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. That's why I'm not worried about it tonight. Amen. I'm not worried about what man say, what man do. Because I know, amen, who lives inside of me. I know, amen, he walks with me. He talks with me. He dwells with me. He tells me that I'm his and he's mine. He tells me that I'm his own tonight. Oh, glory be to God. He lets me know that I'm his. He reminds me, amen, that I'm his. Sometimes I seem to forget who I belong to. Who, amen, who child I am. He reminds me that I'm a child of the King. I am a child of the King, amen. And my father is rich. With houses and land. My father is omnipotent. Glory be to God. And this we can't deny. A God of love and a God of peace. Glory be to God. It took a miracle to hang the moon in space. It took a miracle to put his star into space. But when he saved my poor soul, oh, glory be to God. When he cleansed and made me whole, that was a miracle of love and grace. Somebody ought to praise him right there. You ought to give God the praise. You ought to give God the glory. Amen. Let us not forget, amen, who we belong to. Amen. I belong to God. I belong to God. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I belong to God. Don't you ever forget it. Don't you ever forget who you belong to. Amen. Don't you lose your identity in Christ. Don't you lose yourself, amen, in Christ and forget who you are. Don't you forget, amen, the power that he invested in you. He said, according to the power that worketh in you. He said, behold, I have given unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions. Amen, on, amen, all manner. He said, and you shall lay hands on the sick. Amen, and they shall recover. You shall speak with new tongues. Glory be to God. Don't you forget, amen, what God has invested in you. The power of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. We belong to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I didn't know all that was coming out. But people, God, we want to encourage you tonight. Amen. Satan wants to beat us down. Satan wants to, amen, to destroy our faith. Satan wants to, amen, cause us to walk around, amen, with our heads hung down. Amen. To forget that we belong to God. Amen. I belong to God, and God's going to take care of his own. God is going to take care of his own. Amen. Why should I worry? Why should I fret? Amen. God, amen. He's going to take care of me. Amen. Psalms 37 says, fret not. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. But he goes on and tells us, but to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Glory be to God. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. We praise God tonight. We know God is faithful to his word. Amen. God is faithful to his word. Amen. We will leave a scripture with you tonight. Amen. We're not going to preach, but we just want to exhort you tonight. Amen. To contend for the faith. Amen. That was once delivered unto the saints. Contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Satan is trying to take our faith. He's trying to take our hope. He's trying to take our belief in God. He's trying to take our peace of mind. But don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. He may try. Of course he's going to try. But it don't mean he got to succeed. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Glory be to God. Somebody picked it up and put it into the words of a song. Said, this joy that I had, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Amen. People, God, you got to remember who saved you. Amen. You got to remember who delivered you. You got to remember, amen, who brought you out when you was in trouble. Amen. See, when I was in trouble, it was nobody but the Lord that delivered me. It was nobody but God, amen, that delivered me. Amen. My friends didn't do it. My family didn't do it. My mother didn't deliver me. My father didn't deliver me. My sisters and brother didn't deliver me. God was the one that delivered me. When I was in trouble, nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. When I was sick in my body, amen, when I was sick, yes, I've been sick. Amen. Yes, I had to be rushed to the hospital. Yes, amen, I had emergency surgery. But, amen, it was nobody but God that healed my body. Amen. Nobody but God that healed my body. Amen. When I was sick, amen. Amen. God, he the one that healed my body. Amen. Man didn't heal me. God did it. Amen. When I was down and out, when I was cast down, when I was trodden underfoot, amen. When it felt like I was thrown away from, amen. Felt like society had chewed me up and spit me out. Amen. Like I was thrown out. Amen. I was left to die. Amen. But Jesus breathed on me. Jesus told me to live. When I was polluted in my own blood, Jesus, he looked down on me and he had mercy on me. He pitied my every groan. Amen. He told me to live. Glory be to God. He said, when I saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said unto thee, live. Yea, I said unto thee, live. Glory be to God. Amen. And because of that, Jesus breathed on me. Can these bones live? Amen. When I was dry bones in the valley. Amen. Even after I was saved, when I began to, amen, be dry bones in the valley, when my joy began to dry up, amen, when my strength began to fade away, amen, when I begin to lose hope, amen, when I was feeling so discouraged, huh? When I felt like, amen, I couldn't even go on, huh? Amen, Jesus, he spoke to these dry bones, huh? He said, can these bones live, huh? Amen, yea, these bones can live, huh? And the Lord said, live, yea, I say unto thee, live, huh? Amen, he breathed on me, huh? And these dry bones, they begin to come together, huh? They begin, amen, to be resurrected, huh? Amen, God began to revive, huh? He began to revive my soul, huh? And he told me to live, huh? He told me to run on, huh? And see what the year's going to be, huh? He told me not to look back. Drive and go forward, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen. And that's what I made up in my mind, huh? I made up in my mind that I can't turn around, huh? I come too far, huh? God has done too much for me, huh? I must press towards the mark, huh? I got to go on in Jesus' name, huh? I got to make it if it costs my life, huh? I got to make it to that city, huh? Oh, glory be to God. You got to be determined within yourself. Amen. For God I live and for God I die. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. In spite of it all, I'm going to trust God. Amen. See, amen. I lost things along the way. Amen. I lost house along the way. I lost cars along the way. I lost money along the way. Amen. I lost clothes along the way. I lost material goods along the way. But thank God I still got Jesus. I still got Jesus. I got one thing that you can't take away from me. You can take my house if you want. You can take my car if you must. You can even fire me for my job if you feel like it. But I got one thing that you can't take away. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. Hallelujah. And you can't take him away. Amen. And I got his word down in my heart. You can't take his word out of my heart. You can't take the word of God out of my heart. Glory be to God. The word is rooted and grounded in my heart. The word is forever settled in my heart. Amen. I know what the word of God say. You can take my Bible if you want, but I got the word of God down in my heart. I know enough word to be saved. I know enough word to be saved. Glory be to God. I know enough word to do what I need to do to be saved. Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. And people of God, we want to encourage you tonight. Amen. To take a stand. Take a stand for righteousness. Take a stand for holiness. Take a stand for what's right. Continue, amen, in the apostles' doctrine. Continue in the word of God, rooted and grounded. Let nothing shake your faith. Let nothing, amen, cause you to be uprooted. Let nothing cause you to lose faith in God. Amen, don't lose the faith tonight. Amen, I know a lot's going on. I know a lot is happening. But God said he'll put no more upon us than that we're able to bear. But with that, he will provide a way of escape. Yes, the burdens do get heavy. Yes, the load do get heavy to bear. Amen. But the Lord said, cast all our cares upon him. Amen. For he cared for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your cares on the Lord, for he cared for you. Other scripture begin to say in Psalms, cast thy burden upon the Lord, for he shall sustain thee. Amen. The Lord will hold you up. The Lord will cause you to go through. Amen. He will cause you to endure hardness, even as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. We have victory tonight. Amen. We have victory through our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We just want to encourage your heart. Amen. Amen. 2 Peter. Amen. 2 Peter. The 3rd chapter. Amen. And know that we're going to just read and we're going to be done. Amen. We're going to read a couple of verses and we're going to be done. But we come just to, amen, exhort you tonight. Amen. To stay in God's will. Stay in God's holy plan. Amen. See, when you're in the wheel, amen, your family can put you in the wheel. Amen. And when they put you in the wheel, you are entitled, amen, to everything that they leave. You are entitled to everything that they have assigned to you. Amen. When you are in the wheel. But if they should change the wheel and take you out of the wheel, amen, you no longer have a right to anything. You no longer, amen, have a right, amen, to receive, amen, anything. Because, amen, you have been taken out of the wheel. Amen. Same way with us, amen, in God. Amen. When we are in the wheel of God, amen, we are entitled, amen, to every promise that God made unto us. We are entitled, amen, to inherit the blessings of God. Amen. Why? Because we are in the wheel. But when we remove ourselves from the wheel of God, oh, glory be to God. When we get out of the wheel of God, amen, we forfeit the benefits of God. We forfeit all the things that God promised to give us. Amen. We're no longer entitled, amen, to anything because, amen, we have removed ourselves from the will of God. Amen. So, people of God, it's important that you remain in the will of God. Don't be removed from the will of God. Amen. Don't take yourself out of the will of God, but abide. Stay in the will of God. Amen. 2 Peter. Amen, the 3rd chapter. Amen, we're going to just read a couple verses. Amen, then we're going to, amen, soon let you go as we promised. Amen. But 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, amen, we want to begin reading with the 8th verse. Amen. Will you read along with me? Amen. And it reads, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person are ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? The 12th verse says, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the Lord, of the coming of the day of the of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Do you hear that? The 13th verse says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Glory be to God. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and according that the long-suffering of our Lord is Savior, even our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto you. The 16th verse says, as also in his epistle, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they are unlearned and unstable wrath, and they do also other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, be aware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Amen. The last verse, the 18th verse says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And that's what we want to leave with you tonight, the 18th verse. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. And here, amen, we begin to read about the promise of the God, about we look for, amen, new heavens and a new earth where God promised us. He says, seeing that all these things must come, amen, upon the face of the earth. Amen. He said, the heavens, amen, shall be dissolved and shall be on fire. But we, amen, the people of God, we have this promise. We have this hope, amen, in earthen vessels that we are going to look, amen, for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. He goes on to let us know, amen, that we be not led away, amen, with the error of the wicked. Amen. Fall from your own steadfastness. Amen. But he gives to say, but grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This is what God wants us to do tonight. Amen. God wants us to grow in grace. Amen. God wants us to increase. Amen. To abound, to multiply. Amen. To enlarge. Amen. That's what the word grow means. It means to abound. It means to, amen, to stretch. It means to increase. It means to abound. It means to multiply. Amen. God wants us to grow in grace. He wants us to grow, amen, in him. He wants us to, amen, be henceforth no more children. No, amen, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, amen, that we may grow here thereby. Amen. But God wants us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't become, amen, stagnated. Don't let your growth become stunted. Amen. And the enemy wants to stunt our growth in God. The enemy wants us, amen, not to abound, not to, amen, to flourish, not to increase. Amen. But he wants us to become stagnated, amen, in God. Amen. He wants us to feel like I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not growing. I'm not prospering. Amen. But you are growing. You are prospering in God. Glory be to God. And like I forestated, amen, it's Satan's job to try to make us and convince us to believe that we're stuck. Amen. Sometimes we get in situations, amen, and we do feel stuck. Amen. Sometimes we seem like there's no way out of this. Amen. We try to look for a way out. We try to figure out how can I get out of this. And we can't seem to come up with the answer. Amen. And the only thing we think in our minds and the only thing that we feel in our spirit, amen, in our heart at that moment is, Lord, I am stuck in this situation. I'm stuck. Amen. But God began to let us know that we are not stuck. Amen. We are not stuck. Amen. But he told us to grow, amen, in grace. To abound, amen, in grace, amen, in the knowledge of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. No matter what you're going through, it's better to go through than to be stuck. Amen. And for amen, momentarily, amen, if I want to leave, amen, a thought with you, amen, like I said, we're not going to preach tonight. Amen. We just want to exhort you tonight. We want to exhort you through God's word. We want to just, amen, encourage your heart. We want to motivate you through the word of God tonight. We want to change your way of thinking tonight and let you know that, yes, there is hope. Yes, there is hope in God. But tonight, we want to leave with you as a thought that you can take away tonight. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. That's what we want to leave with you, amen, to think about tonight. And not only to think about, but to put it into use, to put it into action. Amen. The word of God lets us know not only to be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. Don't stop growing. Amen. Don't stop growing in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Look how far you have come. Look how far, amen, God, amen, has done for you. Look, amen, and see how much God has done for you. Amen. Can you look back over your life? Amen. From the time you have started on this prayer line. Amen, to where you are tonight. Amen, can't you see growth? Can't you see that you have come so far? Amen, when you first got on the prayer line, amen, you know where you were. You know what kind of shape you was in. You know the state of mind that you was in when you first came to this prayer line. Amen, but now that this prayer line has been going on for over a year, you're no longer in that same place. You're no longer in that state of mind. Amen. Why? Because you, amen, begin to grow in God. You have grown. Amen. You have moved from one state to the next state. You have moved from one level to the next level. And you have gone higher. Oh, glory be to God. God has taken you higher. Amen. I know I'm not in the same place. I know I'm not in the same mind frame that I was when I first came to this line. Amen. Over a year ago, when I first came to this prayer line, amen, I wasn't in a good place. I wasn't in a good space, spiritually and naturally. Amen, I was down and out. Amen, I felt cast down. I felt cast out. Amen, I felt, amen, forsaken. Amen, I felt low in spirit. Amen, I felt like I didn't have no strength to go on. Amen, but amen, after coming to this prayer line, I'm no longer in that place. I'm no longer in that, amen, that state, amen, of mind. I'm no longer in that space, amen. Amen, and I give God glory. I give God praise because God, amen, he caused me to increase. He caused me to grow. He caused me to spring forth, amen. He caused me to move to a new level in God. When I begin to feel stuck, when I begin to feel stagnated, even in my spiritual life, when I begin to feel stagnated, amen, yes, amen. I felt stagnated in my spiritual walk with the Lord. Amen. I felt like, amen, that I wasn't growing. I felt like I wasn't prospering in God. Amen. But look at me now, amen. Amen. All because of God. All because of his grace. All because he loved me so well. He loved me so well that he didn't leave me in the shape that I was in. Oh, glory be to God. Can anybody else attest to that? Can anybody else, amen, be a witness to that? Amen. All because of God. Amen. Because of God. Amen. I'm still standing. I'm still standing because of God. Amen. God's grace. Amen. He said in Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith. That not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Glory be to God. It's only because of the grace of God. Amen. That we're still here today. Amen. Not of works, amen, lest any man shall boast. It was nothing that you or I done so great, but because of God's grace and his love. Amen. People of God, don't stop growing. Amen. You know how far God brought you from the pandemic, when the pandemic, amen, first started, to where you are now. Amen. Even, amen, amen, that things seem to be going back to normal. Amen. Things never going back to normal, but people seem, amen, to try to go back to their normal way of doing things. Amen. People of God, don't stop growing. You know, amen, amen, the Lord calls you to grow. Amen. Even when the church was, doors were closed, even, amen, when the preacher, amen, wasn't preaching to you, amen, God began to deal with you one-on-one. You begin to have a personal relationship with the Lord. You begin to develop, amen, a personal relationship with the Lord. And you begin to get to know God for yourself. You begin to get to know God in a better way. Oh, glory be to God. I begin to get to know God in a better way because I had no choice, no other choice, but to dig into God's word. I had no other choice but to make myself and seek the face of God. I had no other choice but to pray and call on the name of Jesus. I couldn't wait for the preacher to do it for me. I couldn't wait, amen, for the prayer warriors to do it for me. I had to do it for myself. I had to dig into God's word. Amen, because the doors were closed. The church doors were closed. Amen, but I got to know him in a better way. I got to know God in a better way. I begin to experience God in a different way. Amen. In a different light. Amen. And I'm glad about it tonight. My relationship with God is personal. My walk with the Lord is personal. It's not based on, amen, what somebody else thinks about me. It's not based on, amen, what somebody else feels about me. But my relationship is personal. Amen. This is between you and God tonight. This between you and God tonight. Nobody else got nothing else to do with it. Amen. Your walk with the Lord is between you and God. Amen. Get to know the Lord better tonight. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. Don't stop growing tonight, people of God. Amen. You found, amen. You found, amen, even in this time of going through what we were going through, this pandemic, you found, amen, that God, amen, began to shed new light on you. God began to give you a new hope. Amen. And I find myself, even now, amen, dealing with some things that I began to deal with before the pandemic. I find myself dealing with some of the same things, amen, now, amen, that I began to deal with before the pandemic started. But you know what? My trust is in the Lord because I know who God is to me. I know what God is to me. He done proved himself too many times. He done showed up too many times in my situation. Amen. For me to doubt him now. Amen. I got to know the Lord in a better way. And I know if he brought me through before, amen, he'll do it again. The same God that brought me out before, he'll bring me out this time. And I believe God just like that. Amen. But people of God, keep your minds on Jesus. Trust the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways, amen, acknowledge him. And he shall direct our path. Amen. We're going to just stop right there. Amen. You got to know who delivered you. You got to know who brought you out. You got to know for yourself who set you free. But most of all, who saved your soul. Nobody but Jesus. Amen. Amen. Just because, amen, the doors are back open now. Don't stop growing. Amen. Even in this time of the pandemic, when the church doors were closed, when, amen, you had to seek the Lord for yourself, God began to birth out you new things. God began to, amen, do great things through your life. God began to develop, amen. He began to bring out the best in you. The things, amen, your gifts that have been buried for so long, your gifts and your talents that, amen, you hid for so many years because you was afraid, amen. You thought they were insignificant. You thought that they were so small till you hid them. But now, during this pandemic, because you got a closer walk with the Lord, God began to bring out the best in you. God began to activate, amen, those gifts and talent and bring them out and begin to put them to use and begin to multiply them. Amen. Don't stop growing. People of God, amen, if I don't say nothing else, I want to tell you, don't stop growing. Amen. Just because the world is going back to normal, just because the world is trying to go back to their normal routine, just because the church doors have opened back up again, amen, it still doesn't give you a reason to stop growing. Keep on growing. Keep on growing. Keep allowing God to birth new things out in you. Amen. Don't go back into your old rut. Don't go back into your old routine. Amen. Your way of doing things. But keep letting God manifest in your life. Keep letting God develop, amen, things in your life. Don't stop growing in God. Amen. We're going to stop right there. Amen. We promise, amen, we're going to let you go. But I love the Lord tonight. You know who put that stirring back in your heart. You know who, amen, revived your soul. You know who, amen, gave you the faith back. When you begin to lose the faith, you know who encouraged you and told you to run on in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't stop growing. Amen. Tonight we praise God for all things. Amen. We just give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. And we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to close out with prayer. Amen. If, amen, none of our advisors have anything to say or, amen, anyone, our visionary founder, advisors, anybody, amen, advisors have anything to say. But, amen, we are going to close out with prayer tonight and let you go. But maybe, amen, if you have a special prayer request tonight, amen, if you have a special prayer request tonight, amen, we do, amen, want to allow time, amen, for, amen, that to be known tonight. Amen. And if there's somebody on the line, amen, you have been encouraged and inspired through the word of God. Amen. Through what your ears have heard tonight, through the exhortation of the word of God tonight. You want to be saved, time to say yes, Lord, yes. Amen. You, amen, could push *6, amen, and come over to the platform, amen, that we may pray with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. Any of our advisors, amen. Amen. Care to say anything? Amen. Do we have somebody on the platform? Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. We give God glory.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is the
bless the Lord. I thought I heard someone
else
something.
Amen. Go ahead. You got the platform.
Well, God bless you, Mercy, man. Well, I really enjoyed the prayer tonight. I enjoyed that. Enjoyed the encouraging words tonight as well. And I praise God for how you stood in the gap and how you carried the ministry of the PNN. And I thank God for him giving you and the desire and the urgency. I thank God for that. I just praise God for everything he's doing in you and through you. I thank God for the word and the work that he has begun in you as well. And I just want to just praise God for you. For you. And what he's doing in you and through you. And I praise God for his people. And I bless the name of the Lord for what he's doing in the life of his people that's pouring in. I bless the name of the Lord for that. And I try to get back to the phone from the call before you went any further. I was going to text you and tell you that I could help out tonight. But when I got back to the phone, you was already gone into it, you know what I'm saying? Because I had got a call from my mother-in-law concerning my father-in-law in the hospital, and they ain't done all they can do for him. But nevertheless, like you said, regardless of what we're facing, regardless of what we're going through, God is still in charge. And I have to give God what due to him. I have to still lift his name up. And I bless God for the visionary and her family. And I praise God for the beautiful home going. I thank and praise God for the celebration. Let's say celebrate a mother's reed, to celebrate her. And I thank and I praise God for that. And meeting the Sunbird, Sister Robin, and Sister Gail and others that I did get a chance to meet. It was such a great pleasure being able to cast my eyes upon these beautiful women of God. And I praise God for a safe trip there and back. Got back late this evening. But nevertheless, tonight I got back home because I had to do some stopping off, but I praise God for that. But I bless God for you, Melissa Emmanuel. I really do. And my prayers are with you. My love is with you and your family, as well as Minister Bradley and all others that are going through. Because let me tell you something. We're all going through something. We all are facing something. But we still owe God praise. We still owe God glory and honor. We still owe him. And I just bless God for each and every last one of you all. Be encouraged, saints. Be encouraged. Stay looking unto the hill for which has come to your help, of all our help from the Lord. And I bless God for Minister Bradley and me and her family visionary. I praise God for the love and the kindness and the sweetness and the from her family on yesterday. Beautiful family. I praise God for her strength. I bless God for her determination. I praise God, saints, because it takes a God to be with you to see you through. And I heard Minister Emmanuel saying, yeah, he's been to the hospital. He don't have gone through things, sickness, and stuff. I have too, y'all. Don't go through something. But we stand here. And while we're here, we're going to give him what due to him. That is praise, glory, and honor. And anything that's in us that displeases, we want him to take it out. We want him to remove it and help in there. And I just thank and I praise God. I'm not going to belong the time. But I love each of you all. I love you dearly. And I love you, Minister Emmanuel. And I love you all far and near. Continue to look unto him that is able to keep us from falling. And that's Jesus Christ himself. Lord God Almighty. Have a blessed night. Stay encouraged, saints. Stay encouraged. Oh, Minister, I met Sister Gwen. Praise the name of our God. I praise God for Minister Gwen. Not for Minister Gwen, Sister Gwen. Oh, I don't know why that keeps jumping out like that. Sister Gwen. I met other Sister Gwen. God bless her. God bless her. God bless each and every one of you all. Love you much. Thank you. I'm Minister Emmanuel. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Booker. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. She is one of our advisors. And we thank God, amen, for the encouragement. Amen. We love you. And thank God for your willingness to serve. And we also thank God that you was able to go to support, amen, Evangelist Bradley, knowing that everybody could not have made it. But thank the Lord that you was able to go, amen, and see the other saints, the other advisors, and amen. It's just a blessing. And amen, when we all get together, what a time, what a time, what a time. So we thank you, Minister Ali, for, amen, going to support the Prayer News Network to represent, amen, the advisors in the Prayer News Network as well, along with the other saints. And we love you, appreciate you. Amen. We knew that you was traveling. Amen. We wanted you to kind of just rest back up. But we do thank God, amen, for your willingness, amen, to lend a helping hand as you have been doing in the ministry. Amen. We love you as well. God bless you, Minister Booker. God bless you. Amen. Like I first stated, amen, we're not going to prolong the time. But is there
praise
anyone else? I believe that somebody else. Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Emmanuel. You really blessed me. I thank you for the encouraging words, and I ask God to continue to strengthen you, amen, and just able you to go on, amen, in Jesus, amen, because God loves us so hard, and we're all going through, and that's what's so good about it. We love one another, and we're here one for the other. But I just want to tell you, I just really enjoyed that message. It encouraged my heart. And then, you know, when you're going through something, you do feel like you're stuck because you feel like you're not moving, amen. But I thank God for that word to know that, hey, I'm not stuck. I'm still moving. This is Sister Jane, and God bless you, amen. And may God give you the desires of your heart in a special way. God bless the line. We thank God for Evangelist Bradley, the missionary, Evangelist Booker. We just thank God for all PNN advisors tonight and just for everybody on the line. But God do a special blessing for you. Evangelist Emmanuel. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. Amen. God bless you, Elder Packer. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. We appreciate you. Thank God for the encouragement. Amen. Thank God for the word of God because, amen, God wants us to know to keep growing. Amen. Even though things may be, amen, seem to go back to its normal way, amen, but God said keep growing. Just as I developed in you during the pandemic, I want to continue to develop in you now. Don't stop growing. Keep moving in God. Amen. So we bless God for each and every one of you. Amen. Do we have somebody else on the platform before we pray?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. This is Gwen.
God bless
you.
You
know, sometimes we go to church and the preacher be preaching and you think he looking dead at you. I think he was looking dead at me when he was talking. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. So each and everyone that came to my mama's service yesterday, I want to say thank you. The support from PNN is great. Thank God for PNN. Thank God for my sister, Evangelist Bradley. And I'd like to request prayer for all the ladies at the Work Relief Center, a special prayer for Paula Mason. She'll be released in 10 days and just give her the guidance she needs, a hedge protection prayer around her and her family. My strength in the Lord and just to keep growing in the Lord. And thank you. God bless you again.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Gwen. We thank God for you. Amen. We love you. Amen. And we're praying for you. And thank you, amen, for the strength that you, amen, have even in the difficult times. Thank you for your strength to be concerned about other people, even in your time of sorrow and grief. Amen. We're praying for you. We're upholding you. Amen. Want you to know, amen, you're not alone. Jesus is right there. Amen. So we're going to go to God in prayer. Amen. Like I said, amen. We want to, amen, be mindful of your time. But, amen, we do want to give God what's due unto his name. Amen. So we want to go in prayer. Amen. We want to pray for each and every one of you on the line. Amen. Knowing that God, amen, will fix it for you. And God, he wants to lift us up. He wants to cause us to sit in heavenly places. Amen. Man may say, no, it'll never happen. But God said all things are possible to him that believe. Maybe you have desires tonight. Maybe you're desiring something from the Lord. Maybe you need something from God. And the devil's telling you no. No, he's denying you. But denied, amen, doesn't mean no. Amen. So we want to just pray tonight. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. Father God, we praise you for this night. We thank you for this Prayer News Network Global. We thank you, oh God, for the visionary of this Prayer News Network. We thank you for every listener that has come to the line. We thank you, oh God, whether by Facebook, whether by telephone, whether by internet or radio, however they are tuning in, listening, we say thank you. We thank you for each and every caller, each and every amen, listening from out of country. Father God, we just thank you for all things. Oh, God, we just glorify you. We praise you. We pray that you remember your people tonight. God, strengthen your people. Strengthen the hearts and the minds of your people. Give us courage. Give us a zeal. Give us a zeal according to knowledge. Oh, God, help us to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Help us not to look back. You said drive and go forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that you will even help us to continue to grow, even in the knowledge of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Help us to increase. Help us, oh, God, to grow in your word, deeper depth and higher height. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we believe you, and we're even counting it done right now. We are rejoicing in your holy word. We're rejoicing in your righteousness. We're rejoicing in your steadfastness. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, through it all tonight, through it all, we learn how to trust in you. We're learning how to depend on you. We're learning how to take you at your word through it all tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, root us and ground us in your holy word. Help us not to be moved tonight. Oh God, keep our hearts and our minds stayed on thee. Keep us in perfect peace. Father God, look on the Minister Booker tonight. Oh God, continue to touch and strengthen her heart. Bless her, God. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Oh God, look on Elder Packer tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you make the way. You open up the doors that seem to be closed. You be the provider tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, continue to heal her family. Continue to, oh God, watch over her children. Oh God, cover them under the blood of Jesus, even as you're doing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on every listener on the line. Meet every need tonight. Father God, remember Sister Gwen tonight. Oh God, give her strength. Take her through. Oh God, continue to uphold her with your righteousness. Oh God, put your loving arms around her. Let her know that you're right there. Let her feel your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember her in a special way, God. Oh God, we ask that you complete the work that you started in her life. Let her continue to grow. Let her continue to learn of you and your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in her life. Help her to be a soul winner for you, God. Use her to win souls to your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you can. We know you will. We believe you for it right now. Oh, God, we declare it in the name of Jesus that she shall be a soul winner for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the woman. Oh, God, bless all the women at the Work Relief Center. Bless them tonight. Give them strength. Give them courage. Give them hope, God. Give them a new lease on life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth, I press towards the mark of the prize. Oh, God, help them to forget their mistakes that they made. Help them to forget it but have learned from it. Help them, oh, God, to forget those things that are behind them and help them to look forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them hope, give them courage, and give them strength. Save the unsaved, filled with the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, even bless, amen, Paula Mason. Oh, God, even as she endeavors, oh, God, to be released, bless, order her steps. Oh, God, bless her destiny, God. Let her destiny be heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for this night. Thank you for the word, the prayer that has been declared over in the atmosphere tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, for your name's sake, be glorified. Oh, God, let your church be edified. In Jesus' name we pray. Remember our visionary. Oh, God, remember Evangelist Bradley. Right now, God, touch her right now, Jesus. Touch her body, touch her heart, encourage her, help her to go on. Oh, God, in your holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus, be with them, be with the family. In Jesus' name, we count it done. We believe you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen for this night. People of God, we thank God for each and every one of you. We thank you for your patience, for your listening ear. We pray that you have gained something out of the word of God in prayer tonight. Amen. Whatever your ears have heard and your heart has felt tonight, we pray that you would take it in. Amen. And remember, amen, what God said. Amen. Remember what he has told you this night to continue to grow in God. Amen. Don't stop growing, but continue to grow in grace. Amen. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen. You could text 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at 912-257-3918. 257-3918. Amen to all of our amen international listeners, amen from other countries, amen. You please, amen, text us, amen, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast by using WhatsApp. Amen, WhatsApp, amen, the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, amen, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us, amen, by using WhatsApp, 678-608-7234. Amen. We'll be sure to give you a copy, amen, of the broadcast. Amen. To all of our Facebook, amen, listeners, amen, you can click the link, amen, and hear the, amen, the broadcast. Amen. And we want you to share, amen, share the word of God with somebody else. Somebody needs to know what thus saith the Lord. Amen. We love you, people of God. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. And we believe God for great things. Amen. Let's grow in God together. Amen. Let's go all the way with Jesus. Amen. Because we want to make heaven our home. Amen. We thank God for all of our advisors, all of our prayer warriors. Amen. Want you to know we love you and we appreciate you. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, amen, appreciate each and every one of you. Amen as well. Amen. Let's continue to pray for the woman of God. Amen. Let's pray for the woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So if all hearts and minds are clear, amen, if all hearts and minds are clear, amen, we done pray the blessing of the Lord. We done pray, amen, God be with us, amen, till we meet again. Amen. This concludes, amen, our broadcast for tonight. Amen. People of God, we love you. Look to Jesus, amen, because he loves you best. Amen. Be blessed. Amen, and have a good night in Jesus' name. God bless you.
With everyone else around me, you don't worship me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he's all the best of me. With everyone else around me, thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.